How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Kool-Aid drinkers, we're back. Oh, are we back? Oh, yeah. Big Z couldn't make it tonight, so I'm filling in for him as the host. What we have here, the whole crew besides Big Z, we have Bob.
Hello, everybody.
Red Dog.
Yo.
And I'm UJ. And today, to start off our podcast, we're going to go into one of our favorite features that we love to do whenever we can. And that's entering the lion's den. Oh, ho, ho, ho. We found a sucker for you this week, boy. We're playing the Indianapolis Colts this week, and we found a Colt fan. Oh, yes, we did. They're out there, folks. Believe it or not. We found a guy brave enough to enter the lion's den. His name, Colton Novotny. Colton, welcome to the lion's den.
Thanks for having me on. I'm a little bit terrified to enter the den, but, you know, I'm here.
All right.
How did you summon the courage to enter the den here today? A little
crazy. A lot of speaking into the mirror, had a couple drinks, and just had to work up the courage, but I'm here.
Okay. All right. Good. All right. How confident are you in your team this week?
Confident in the team. I'm just more optimistic for the rest of the season. I am not expecting a win this week, but I am expecting that we're going to make some noise here towards the end of the season. So I'm very excited.
Because you spoiled the predictions part.
Yeah, boy.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
Wow. Some weak sauce.
He came into the lines and just laid down meekly.
Yeah, wow.
Watch out. He's got a knife. He's rolling. Don't trust it. He's just
lays down the line. I don't even want to kill him anymore. Just like, come on, at least put up a fight. Jeez.
It's like we're poking him with a stick now. Like, is it alive?
Bob, do you have any questions for Colton here?
Yeah. What's going on with Anthony Richardson? I know they pulled him out and they brought him back. And what was about him tapping out that one game? He's like, I'm tired, man. I'm not going to play right now. You know, do you believe in the guy still, or what's the deal?
Oh, absolutely. A fun fact, I do have an Anthony Richardson jersey, but I have so much faith in him. The whole tapping out situation, while it is a bad look for him, I just don't, like, he's so young, like, he's younger than some college quarterbacks right now, and I just believe it was a maturity thing. I don't think he has enough training with, like, the media, and he just flat out told him how he truly felt when someone needs to, like, just train him to not speak the whole truth when talking to the media, like, just come up with a lie, just say something else. But the whole benching thing, I was very against it from the beginning. I thought Shane Steichen lost the locker room. Shane did not even inform the team that Anthony was being benched. Michael Pittman specifically found out through social media that Anthony was being benched. And I believe that he lost the locker room, and that immediately led to two losses, and they were rather ugly losses. But this past week, when Anthony was named the starter again, listening to my Colts podcast, there was so much excitement coming into the Jets game that it felt like we were due to win that game. The defense was more fired up. The offensive line was a lot more excited. So I'm very glad Anthony's back. I don't care if it was the Jets and they're in shambles right now. That was an amazing win for the franchise, and that changes the whole tone for the rest of the year.
It was good for America, too, that you beat Aaron Rodgers. So that was good.
Yes.
We love to see it.
And Colt, do you think Anthony Richardson's legit, or do you think his wild inaccuracy will follow him from college through the rest of his career? Do you think he'll figure it out?
No, I think he's legit. I really do. I know, well, at least coming in when Anthony was drafted, a lot of people were saying that the Colts, the reason why we drafted Anthony was because Shane Steichen worked with Jalen Hurts, and Jalen Hurts had his MVP run with the Eagles, and I believe that's going to translate. The accuracy, I think he can get better at that, and with him being a dual threat quarterback and with Jonathan Taylor, like, we have such a – his ceiling is so high. It's just – it's up to him if it comes to fruition, but I have so much faith in him. I think he's the real deal.
Well, for your sake, I hope you're right, Colton. I don't exactly feel the same way about Richardson as far as his accuracy. I mean, he may get better, but I don't see him as being a great pocket passer in this league. He's going to rely heavily on his athleticism and his size and his running ability. That's in my eyes, but and he's going to win games for you. He will win games for him, though. There's no doubt. But, you know, taking him to the promised land, I'm not sure.
Wait, are you saying he's like Lamar 2.0 or not even giving him the upgrade of 2.0?
I don't think he's as
like
good
Lamar
a light
or something. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I feel similar about Lamar. Lamar's a better passer.
I think Richardson's more like Josh Allen in comparison to Lamar.
Yeah. I'm not sure that's a great endorsement, though. If UJ's saying nice things about Lamar Jackson to compare
it's
to
all relative,
Richardson,
Rod,
that's
all
not
relative.
A very that's hey. A pretty bad tale right there.
Yeah, Colton, I think the Josh Allen comp is a pretty good one. I mean, I don't know that he's going to end up being that, but he's got the potential. He's got a big arm. The guy can run, and he didn't play very much in college at all. So he's kind of – he probably should have sat for a year, you know, in an ideal world.
I agree.
But if he's got the right coaching, he could turn it around. I don't know. We'll see.
He's not lacking.
Yes, and he didn't. This is truly his rookie year, because his rookie year last year, he only played 4 games and was out for the rest of the year. So technically, this is still his rookie year.
Yeah. See, to me, that's all like, hey, look, I hope he succeeds. I always wish we could turn off like the injury button in the league. But when your formula is I'm going to get things done with my legs as a quarterback, I just don't have faith in your ability to hang around in this league. You know, season one kind of speaks to that.
Yeah.
I agree.
How about the rest of your team? Jonathan Taylor is an awesome back. I do like him. Awesome. But what's...
Yeah, he's a top 5 back.
What's the strength of your team, though? I mean, really right now, the way you see it, what's your best... the strength of your team, you know? Is it the offense, defense, line? I mean, what is it? Secondary? What do you think?
I must say our strength is our offensive line. Pro Football Focus has us, I think we're, according to Pro Football Focus, we're third in the offensive line.
You realize
line
you're down
right now.
Like 3 starters, right?
Yes.
Uh-oh. We have some.
I know you're a big fan of Quinn Nelson.
Oh boy.
Well, you got Quinn Nelson, but you're down 3 starters possibly for this game.
Yeah, that's a tough scene, but outside, I do think our offensive line is our strength, but I also believe that we have one of the most undervalued wide receiver groups in the NFL. Josh Downs is a future Pro Bowler, All-Pro, and Alec Pierce is a great deep ball threat. I think we all have all the pieces. I would like to see us get a little better at corner. That's our weaknesses right now. Our 7th-round pick is our best corner right now in Jalen Jones. But Kenny Moore is one of the best nickel corners in the NFL. So we just need to get better outside on defense, but we have a lot of pieces.
Okay. What do you think of that? This is, since I don't know much about the Colts, you know, they're kind of off the radar these days, but what do you think of these Indiana Knights uniforms they're going to wear this week? These alternate uniforms?
Yeah, they're sick. Nice. Yeah, I'm a big fan.
They're not bad. I like the helmets.
I love
Nick. I've never seen those. I haven't seen those.
They're knights?
Indiana Knights, they call them. Like nighttime knights, not like...
Yeah, like black. It's like a blackout kind of version.
I'm
pretty sure the Lions have done something like that where their helmets are black.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was dope.
I know we won big and all that, but... They suck.
But anyway, they don't need it. And the Lions are road warriors, so you guys are going to get beat up pretty well this week.
Lions will do it wearing bloody rags, so it doesn't matter.
If the Colts are smart, they just play all their subs so their starters don't get hurt for the next game, I think. Probably a start.
That's something a scared Lions fan would say.
Yeah. Hey, Colton.
What would a brave Lions fan say? Because I feel like none of us are scared, so I'm just... Are we hitting both sides of the spectrum?
You want the Colts to play their A-plus game.
Hey, Colton, I have a question about you becoming a Colts fan. Now, you grew up in a family of Lions fans and Cardinals fans. How did you end up a Colts fan out of that?
Yeah. Well, it's funny. I actually get that question more times than not. It has nothing to do with my name.
It was the paint chips
but
by the
when
house.
I was,
they were yeah, really
when
access.
I was a bad boy for Zach's Rip City baseball team growing up in the day, me and Charlie were bad boys. We had a tournament in Indianapolis. I will never forget it. I believe I was 5. And we were at a tournament, and we drove by the Colts stadium that Peyton built before the renovation. I saw that stadium, and I became a Colts fan ever since.
Sounds mystical.
I just saw the stadium.
Nothing to do with their name? That's just a coincidence?
It has nothing to do with the name. That's
wild. All right. I kind of like that story.
Yeah, it's not a bad story. Not a bad story.
But you should have been a Lions fan. It would have been a lot happier, but, you know, whatever.
I will admit, Colt, I do.
Well, I mean, he's here tonight, so he's a little kooky. You know, it fits.
But I even have a little slight, very slight residual rooting for the Colts because I was a huge Peyton Manning fan back in the day.
He's such a...
Peyton
Manning.
He can go on about him.
He pines. He pines for them.
That was my man crush, man. Peyton Manning was
gross,
awesome.
Honestly.
He was the best. He was awesome.
Yeah, he was great.
But,
yeah,
that's a long time ago. You know
that coach that used to coach there too. What's his name?
I have no idea who you're talking
about. Oh, he coached for the Lions after too. You know, he had a very stoic expression. What was his name?
Well, Colt, I got a question for you. I mean, since you are such an avid True Blue Colts fan. Can you sing the fight song for us?
Ooh.
We do not. Oh. I don't think we've had a fight song since we're the Colts in Baltimore.
All right, then make one up.
There's not an Indianapolis Colts fight song. There's a Baltimore Colts fight song.
Huh?
So that's, we do not have something that the Lions have. It's actually frustrating.
You're not going to sing for us then, right?
No, I will not be singing. Okay. There's nothing to say.
Incredibly disappointing.
You're not
a
true fan.
It is. I wish I could. I would serenade you.
Make it up. Like we said, make it up right now. Come on.
I'm not that good at improv.
You're on the spot. Go. Creativity.
Okay.
Gold Colts. Right. Lions will lose.
I got a hot question.
Andy Richardson will take us to the Super Bowl. No Colts.
Yeah, right. That's it. Good pitch there.
You should drop that on SoundCloud. That was really good.
Yeah. hey, Red Dog, you got a question for Colt?
I do have a question. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being you never get to play golf again, or 10 being
holy cow,
going down in a fiery plane crash, how scared are you of the Detroit Lions this weekend?
I mean... Zero. All the pressure's on the Lions. There's no pressure on the Colts.
That's not on the scale. What are you? That's not. That doesn't count. But it's got to be a number.
Zero. I mean, it's
one
not
in
a
ten.
One.
Between.
Wow.
All the pressure's on the Lions. You guys are expected to win this
is
game.
It?
It would be a really tough look.
No. That's
Richardson
like old Lions, maybe.
Were to kick you in the teeth.
That would be a tough look.
Yeah.
Unlikely
that way.
Very unlikely. Wow.
But they don't. They're not playing Richardson. They're playing themselves. They got like little like they're shadow boxing this week. They're just trying to beat themselves. You know, they'll take. They're not worried about you.
Yeah.
No. They'll.
Well, anybody else got any last comments or questions?
That was a bad answer. I'm just
for Colt.
Yeah.
That was good. I
before we
we need a we have to get his prediction. But hey, Colton. Well, you're. Can you hear me? I see you. Oh, there you are.
Yes.
Don't you have a golf podcast? Do you still have that? Or no?
Yes. That will get back up and running in January.
All right.
I had a whole hectic year with this new job position, so it will be back up in January.
All right. Give us the title of it if anyone wants to. He's an awesome golfer, Colton.
I love the plug. I love it. Yeah. It's called Making Pars, Hitting Bars Podcast. You can find it on Spotify and Apple.
Yeah. Don't let his sports team's taste have influence on like what you think of his podcast. Just differentiate. He's a great golfer. He's great in that realm.
This, yeah, he's not, a great guy, great football. Golfer. He just messed up on football.
You. One area.
Yeah, it could be worse. Could be a Packers fan.
That's true. Ooh, that's very true.
Good point there.
True about that. All right. Now, the last thing, Colton, before you leave the Lions' Den, barely with your life, what is your prediction for the game?
All righty. So I believe the spread right now is at 7.5. I don't know if anyone can confirm
yes,
that real
that
quick.
Is true. That 7.5.
I don't know if there's been any line movement. Well, first, the Colts are going to cover.
Ooh.
That's for sure.
Whoa.
It's going to be 24-24. Jared Goff is going to throw a pick. Anthony Richardson is going to lead us down. We're going to score. And the Colts are going to win. And
he's
cover.
Got a knife. He's got a knife. He's not dead. Holy
and
shit.
And Dan, and the cameras are going to pan to Dan Campbell and Jared Goff, and they're just going to have their jaws dropped. In shock, the Colts stadium is going to erupt. And the headlines will read.
I'm glad no one can hear this.
The headlines will read, Richardson takes down the juggernaut Lions.
Oh, boy.
I think the internet is censoring you.
I think what
you're saying.
Give us your final score, because we didn't quite catch that in all the feedback there.
Okay. Yes, I will repeat again. 24-24. Jared Goff is going to throw a fourth quarter interception. Richardson's going to take us down. We're going to win. And then the cameras are going to go to Dan Campbell and Jared Goff as their jaws drop to the floor in shock that Richardson did this. And then the headlines will read that Richardson takes down the gauntlet, the juggernaut Lions. Colts cover plus 7.5, even sprinkled their money line.
Hey, can we ever get any sane?
Yes, they would cover just by winning. That is true.
Yeah,
sane people on this podcast, to enter the den here. We get these delusional people all the time.
One of his other personalities at the beginning was all like, "We're gonna lose," and at the end, he's like, "We got this. We're gonna."
Yeah.
We're
are there like paint cans stored in that shed with you? Like, you're getting some fumes that are confusing here.
Yeah,
what's going on?
You know, golfers, they're a wild bunch.
Colts money line. Watch out for it.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks for coming on, Colton.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Easy SOB.
All right.
I can't say that.
All right. Take care.
Take care, Colt. Wow. That was tough, guys. That was tough.
That was wild, man. That dude's crazy.
That was delusion. In the man.
He was convinced they were going to lose, and then all of a sudden he believed it again that they were going to win.
It's almost like our blue Kool-Aid got into him. That was weird.
Yeah. Holy cow. Wow.
That's Honolulu blue Kool-Aid, dude.
Anyway, thanks to Colton for entering the den today. Before we talk about this week's game, though, since we missed our pod on Tuesday, our normal pod, I just want to briefly touch on the game we just played against the Jags. So we won't spend a lot of time on it, but Bob, let's start with you. Your thoughts on that game and anything you want to say about that game we just played against the Jags.
Yeah, that was a fun game. We were at the game and it was just amazing. I mean, they were just marching up and down the field. No doubt for that game. And I just love when they run up the score. Like, you know, people say like, oh, a close game's better. You know, I'm happy with the blowout, man. It's fun. I like it. Especially when your offense is cooking like that. It's
I bet being there, it's even better too.
Oh yeah. It's great. And everyone was playing so well. I mean, Amon-Ra, Jahmyr Gibbs, Montgomery, Goff was excellent. And the defense was still great, you know, and even though we're losing guys and they're just next guys stepping up. So.
Yeah,
just a fun game. That hard to break down much about the X's and O's because it was pretty one sided, but it was really fun. What do you guys think?
How about you, Red Dog?
Yeah, Bob said it. It's kind of hard to go. You know, it's like drinking through a fire hose if you start going into all the details because there's a lot of good ones. But I don't know. Maybe the most impressive thing was how fast that 51 almost caught J-Mo when he was jogging to the end zone. Yeah, he was actually the guy who tripped up Gibbs, too, on that long 55-yarder he had. But anyway, no, I mean, we looked awesome. It was like just like my Madden games predicted this offseason when I played. it was like the exact thing. Like, Jahmyr Gibbs, I mean, J-Mo for like 120 yards and what a touchdown, and freaking Amon-Ra with 160 and two touchdowns. Like, honestly, I feel like that's what a lot of us were expecting to see a few times this year. And it was just, just enjoyable, glorious.
UJ came close on the score. I did say that I did have both running back scoring and Amon-Ra scoring, so I had that part of it right. But yeah, I only had him scoring 35 points. But UJ, you got it close on the score. I
can't remember what my exact score was, but
it was like 45 to. Six.
Yeah, you were close.
I don't know what the other something like
I
that.
Missed just a little high,
but it was indeed a fun game to watch. And a couple interesting things from that game. Goff, 412 yards, 25 of 29, 4 TDs, perfect quarterback rating. Just another day at the office for Jared Goff. Amon-Ra St. Brown, this is an interesting stat. It's a 6th straight start with at least 6 receptions and 1 touchdown, and it's only been done before in history. Never. He's the only one ever to do it. Amon-Ra St. Brown. This is. I mean, we're doing stuff that no one's ever done before. I mean,
see, last week we discarded all those other streaks.
I know, right?
A few new ones going. Like,
they had 38 first downs, which is 3 short of the NFL record.
That's insane. We broke Lions' record, but that is a Lions record.
Yeah.
And 644 yards in total offense, another Lions record. And 46-point victory margin, biggest ever. For a Lions team. I mean, this is incredible shit. I mean,
yeah, we topped our previous benchmark against the Jags, too, because we had their previous highest points differential in a loss that we just went up to this week.
Oh, yeah, right.
And it was nice to see Kirby getting a pick in this one, too.
Oh, yeah.
Kirby, man. Let's go.
And here's something I didn't notice until later. But when J-Mo scored that touchdown and flew into the end zone backwards like that, he was doing a Marshawn Lynch imitation. I didn't catch that at first.
Oh, that's
so
what
he's
flying.
He's grabbing his crotch. Mm-hmm.
Grabbing his crotch.
Yeah. They put the pictures side by side on the internet. You could see him. He did it exactly. It was pretty cool.
J-Mo is such a troll. I feel like it kind of it's amazing, but it's like always like annoys like me even. Like, he does not like to run full speed to the end zone. He likes to turn it down a gear and just coast.
He did.
He feels like he can.
He's teasing.
He did it last. He did it on that last one in the black uniforms where he did the same almost identical route. Remember, he hit that post for a touchdown, and like, he doesn't like to just burn through. He always starts coasting when he knows he's out. Like,
doesn't bother me, man. I love
it. Neither.
No, it's awesome. I just want to see how fast he tops on those satellites. You know, that tell you how fast you're going or whatever.
Yeah, Jahmyr Gibbs,
so fast.
He got another fast run. I forgot the stats on that. But
the 55 yarder on that reception.
His speed was, I think, his second fastest of the year on his run.
Yeah,
like 20, almost 23 miles an hour, right? Or maybe a little over 23.
Yeah, something like that. Was there
around 23
there.
This time?
Just ridiculous speed on this thing. Between J-Mo and Jahmyr, wow. I mean,
That's why you just forget about Amon-Ra.
Yeah. And this is without our number one tight end. You know, Laporta did not play. And but it's nice to see Zylstra getting a nice catch there.
I agree.
Nice
to see
him. You know, so that's a part with this team that's so good is if you shut down one weapon, we got another one somewhere else. There's always someone.
Right. Well, I was watching a bit of a podcast with Chris Long on it. I don't know what pod it was, but he was talking about this team and how special this team is in the receiver and stuff, because they block as hard as they do running for catches and stuff like that. I mean, these guys, all the receivers block, the tight ends block. Yeah. They do all the dirty work, man. And then it's not celebrated. You don't get celebrated for that stuff. The coaches, I mean, I'm sure in the meetings they get celebrated, but
That was was it Keegan Key Peele? He was saying like he'll watch the game and be like noticing some guy catches the ball, but then he'll watch all the other receivers and they're all just blocking or whatever. Like, I thought that was kind of cool to see celebrity comedian noticing that kind of stuff. Like, it's just, that's their identity, man. There ain't no one taking time off during a play on this team.
Right. And even our running backs, too, when giving Goff protection, I mean, running backs and tight ends, you see them taking out linebackers and even running back going against a defensive end sometime. And I remember previous regimes where the running backs weren't very good blockers. You know, maybe one of them could block, but the other one couldn't. And these guys all do it. They do it all. Every one of them.
Like, you're right. And I think the big thing, UJ, though, is like it's the culture, the mentality that Dan Campbell, like, they block for each other. That's the difference. They're not out there blocking for their like, you know, role. They're blocking for each other. These guys see that David Montgomery, like, they've all actually called themselves, like, Amon-Ra had caught himself slacking at one point, and like, but then they realize if they don't block through the whistle, they might give up a touchdown or something, because these guys they're blocking for are absolute dogs, and like Montgomery and Gibbs and
right.
Like, they all know, like, they care about each other. They know that, like, they're going to get the most from each other. And then it's the flip side too. These guys want to run so hard because of who they got blocking for them. That one touchdown by Montgomery where, like, Sewell, like, a block in the backfield and then sprints and catches up and just pulls him into the end zone, him and two other dudes.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Did you see the video when Monty was when the coach was showing it to him on the sideline and on the iPad, and Monty's like, "What the?" Like, he gets up, he's like, "Penny!" Like,
no,
and he just gives him like a look, like,
that was awesome.
He just gave him a look like, "You a motherfucking bad man."
Yeah, Penny should have got an assist on that one for sure.
But that, yeah, the coaching, sick. You know, all the details on this team, they're like, they haven't had a false start like in 3 weeks or whatever, 4 weeks, or I don't know, it's been a while.
That's a great observation, bro. That's,
yeah, and that Za'Darius Smith, did you hear him talking about practice? He's like, someone makes a mistake out there. Campbell's like, it's the end of the world, you know? And he's like, I love it. The intensity, you know, cause awesome. It's like an uptick from what he was used to.
Yeah. So, oh my God. Cool. Yeah. Za'Darius Smith has worked out fairly well so far in early.
Got his first sack.
Early results. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was so like, oh, when he was down there that one time, I was like, no, come on. What is, like, is D end on the Lions like the defense against the dark arts job? Like, geez, like, everyone's dropping out there. But then he came back. Thank goodness.
Oh boy. But what a game. What a game.
What do we got? If he is injured for something
else, he's back on the IR. Apparently, a broken finger.
We have to change his nickname. He can't be Iffy anymore. It's like, probably won't, I think, is the.
Yeah.
Brian Martin's back, right?
I heard it was broken finger of some sort of like that, which it just seems weird.
You know who is back, though? Full practice.
Yeah. Who?
E-Man.
Yeah.
Who?
And,
Emmanuel Mosey.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's still in the 21-day. Yeah,
he was listed full practice, though.
Carlton Davis broke his finger practicing against Amon-Ra and then biting off the line, but he's going to just wear a glove or whatever, a club or whatever.
That dude's a beast. He had broke his finger in last game, right? Like, he played this last game with a broken hand.
Yeah, he did.
Or finger.
Also of note, Broderick Morton has been activated to the roster again. So he is, will probably see some action this week, I would imagine, in the rotation.
I'm interested.
Nice having guys coming back instead of just.
It is.
And you know, feel like we've been losing them.
Yeah. We signed a linebacker from the Dolphins off the practice squad.
Oh, yeah, long, right?
I've read many good things about this guy, especially in the run game. He's supposed to be just a dynamite run defender. So, and that's what we do best, and that's what we rely a lot on. So it's a good addition, it looks like, anyway, on paper.
As long as you got, like, Campbell and Rodrigo, though, you're good.
Oh, yeah, Campbell's the man now.
And he is the man.
Yeah, he's is. Awesome. That guy is, wow. He's just getting better game by game. Just watching this guy, he's just something to watch. He reminds me a little of Urlacher back in the day in his prime, or Kuechly a little bit, just because of the size for one thing and the speed he can cover sideline to sideline. He's just everywhere. He seems like he's in on every tackle. It seems like it just seems that way.
Yeah.
Well, he is. It's a practically. I think he's bound to have one of those flashy games at some point here where he puts some flashy stats up there.
Yeah, I just like to see him get a pick. That's what I like to see.
That would be nice. Campbell get a pick. Or like a sack fumble. Something.
Yeah. You know, make everyone notice. But anyway, that game was fun. It was a lot of fun. But we're on.
Hey, one more thing about Goff's performance, because I would say he actually, like, this was like maybe his best performance of the season, because it wasn't like they provided no pressure or did anything. Like, he was moving really well in the pocket.
Yeah.
Like, his feet were very, his footwork was sharp. he was, you know, moving in and up and in and out, and like, because, you know, Walker and Allen were getting some pressures and stuff, but it didn't affect him. He looked like, you know, his mobility just seems to get better.
Age. Yeah, it's weird. Well, to that point, in the locker room celebration, which is always must see TV, you know, watching the Lions locker room celebrations. Campbell now, you know, he keeps stats all the time. You know, remember the one game
Yeah.
So now he brings the stats in all the time, and he's going, Derek Goff. He goes, and he stops. He goes, look, 21 yards rushing. They all went crazy. I thought that was awesome. 21 yards, man. Nice day.
Yeah. They say they asked him in the press conference, like, we got Sonic and Knuckles, you know, who are you? And he's like, I don't know enough about the Sonic world to name my character.
Call him Stick. He kind of a long, I don't know, but
he's the tree.
But I'll tell you what, he seems to be a little bolder in his running out of the pocket, getting that first down when you need it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's confidence in part. Like, it's just him getting just better.
I don't know.
All the time.
I've seldom
there are stories.
Oh, go
ahead, you two.
No, you go.
I just say there's stories of like Tom Brady and Manning and some of these guys gaining actually more elusiveness in their older as they got older because they just get more pocket savvy and stuff. I have a feeling it's something along those lines. And he's directly training like his sprinting and like his running. Like, he's not just like practicing as a quarterback. He's making sure to keep, you know, he might have even better legs than he's had too on top of it. So
right, yeah, he's training. Actually working on the craft. Yeah, exactly. But that's have awesome. You, I mean, it's seldom you've seen a more confident player right now than Goff. I mean, he's just brimming with confidence. Yeah.
It takes confidence to throw five picks and just shake it off. Well, like it was nothing.
That's the point example right there. I mean, to throw five picks would ruin most quarterbacks. It didn't faze him a bit. Just not a he bit. Forgot about that and led the game-winning drives, and he was fine. I mean, unbelievable.
Absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Incredible. Yeah.
So. Hell yeah.
All right. That was a fun game, but now it's on to the Colts. Before we do that, though, I'm going to read off a few things because Z is not here, and he's a big stat guy. I'm not, but I went and looked up a bunch of stats. I'm going to throw few stats out there, you know, and you know, for Z. Okay, I'm
doing it for proud, him. Pops.
So I'm going to read the DeVoa stats. You know what that means, right?
Why don't you lighten us there, UJ?
DeVoa, DVOA, people like to call it for short.
Yeah.
Even though DeVoe was actually shorter. But, okay, here's a quiz. What does that stand for? Not Justin. I'm not asking you now, Kid Jay.
It's like adjusted values or something. Know this.
What does it stand for, DVOA?
It's something to do with, like, it's like a comprehensive stat, right? With, like, adjusted, something with adjusted values.
Value over
like
average.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something
it
like
says defense, adjusted value over average. That's what it stands for.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway. We all kind of
know what's that mean, UJ?
We all kind of know what that means, sort of. So here's the Lions. hold on. This is actually very interesting statistically. Lions DVOA pass offense, they're ninth in the league. Run offense, they're first. Pass defense, they're second. Run defense, they're fifth. Special teams, first. So this is in the whole league, all right? Now, but there's another real interesting stat here. The overall average, those are the individual aspects of the game, but the overall DVOA is 49.8%. That is the third highest after 10 games in the history of doing this stat since 1979. The only two teams that were above that were the 07 New England Patriots, which went undefeated to the Super Bowl, and then the 1991 Washington Redskins, which we remember that team, Bob.
Yeah.
John Riggins and the Hogs and all those guys.
They were a good team. They were a good team.
They walloped us in the Oh, boy. Yeah. Anyway, so we're the third highest in the history of the stat. So that is
no hutch.
Pretty interesting, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway. It is. Wow. Does that mean we're the highest in the league right now in that stat?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's the overall DVOA. So 49%, 49.8, that's above average. So you figure zero being average.
That sounds
right?
less exciting.
Anyway, the Colts, on the other hand, and this is not a, Okay, they're 19th in points scored this year. They're 23rd in offensive DVOA, 17th in defense, and eighth in special team. So they're 19th in points allowed, 19th in passing, 14th against the run, and anyway. They're a much more mediocre team than we are. They're not in our league, basically, stat-wise. So I hope Z appreciates these stats that we threw out there. Yes. You know, there's no emotions involved with this one. It's just stats. All right.
Yes.
In fact, Z's new nickname is Stats. Stats.
Stats.
So,
all right.
We're just having fun, Z. You'll be able to get us back when you come back.
Our offense is cooking, man. We're averaging a 33, a little over. I don't have the stat in front of me, but it's 33 points a game, and I think the next highest of the Ravens are 3 points lower than us. So.
Yeah, that's just freaking incredible.
Wow,
it's mind blowing.
Yeah, and this is without Hutch. Could you bet? Like, this is like, I mean, honestly, we're going for Super Bowl this year, but like, we're putting the whole league on notice right now. Like this defense is on another level, especially if we. Everyone's assuming Glenn will be gone next year, but if we kept him for another year, like this whole team could like just go on a roll for like
decades. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, I can't remember an offense so complete. I mean, and the engine is our offensive line, and apparently mm-hmm. Zeitler. Well, we know the comparison between our man we traded,
Jonah Jackson.
Jonah Jackson.
He
just got benched, right,
Bob? He got benched.
But Zeitler's been grading over 90 the last few weeks, and he's just killing it. I mean, just killing it.
Yeah, he's been like exactly what you expect him to be, and he hasn't dropped off a bit from what he. No disappointment there, man. What a great signing.
Yeah, incredible. Yeah. So really, theoretically, and like Colton was telling us about the O-line being a strength, but I think he's slightly misinformed on this one, personally.
I think he was a little delirious there, UJ.
I think their D-line is actually their strength. Quiddy Pay, 5.5 sacks.
I do like Quiddy Pay. That's a great name.
Is that how you say his name?
He's having a good rookie season.
R2-D2.
Latu. Yeah, I like it. Anyway. They're pretty good defensive line. DeForest Buckner.
What's his stat line, UJ?
He has three sacks, two forced fumbles. I don't know how many tackles, but pretty good. DeForest Buckner, 29 tackles, four for loss, 3.5 sacks. These guys are studs. They're really good players.
Yeah, they got some studs there.
And
so that's like you know, it's so funny, like D-lines just don't register the same way they used to, like, in terms of, like, threat scale. Like, you just figure anyone who goes against our O-line is going to have a rough day.
Well, you know, for the last 2 years now, every time we're warned that this team's got a great D-line, man, we just own them. Like, our offensive line is so good. It's just so good. We neutralize the best defensive lines in football on a regular basis.
Like, seriously.
So.
I mean, like, you might give up, like, one shot here or there, but throughout, like, the course of a game, our O-line is just, like, unbeaten.
Yeah. Another stat I'd throw out there is the turnovers. The Colts have a lot of turnovers. They've had 18 giveaways this year.
Kirby Joseph.
Richardson has 7 interceptions and 8 fumbles so far this year. So
the truth.
That's a lot of turnovers.
Branch and Kirby are going to be feasting out there.
I think so. Yeah, that's a big thing. I mean, Richardson, he's very athletic. You know, he could give us fits at times. You know, probably get a few yards here and there, breaking away with a little run here and there. But I don't know. I see their defense doing a job on him.
But, I think he's going to have a rough day. Our defense is too good, man.
Yeah.
We play too good, too disciplined. And have we even been hurt really by a running quarterback this year? Because I know we've played a few.
Not really.
I'm trying to think of one who.
Kyler Murray has the most yards against us as a quarterback. I think he had 56 yards.
So. Oh, okay. I guess I don't remember because we won that. But like the Baker one, I guess, was more consequential. But
right. Kyler Murray actually has the most yards. So
that was a good stat, UJ. I'm proud of you.
I don't know.
Well done.
And I don't know if we've mentioned it. I think we did, Bob. I think you mentioned Laporta's probably coming back this week. So.
Yeah, let's go.
That's good to see. Yeah. And Last but not least, we also mentioned this earlier, the line in this game is 7.5 points. Lions are favored by on the road. So these, and the Lions are a covering machine, by the way. It doesn't matter what the line is. We seem to cover the line. So
because we've won all our games.
Probably a good bet. Yeah, but they don't just win. They
Oh, great. Yeah. We cover. Wait, we cover the cover. Lines.
Good teams win. Great teams cover.
Yeah.
Oh, holy crap. Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. I just needed a reframing there. So that means we're covering our advantage, our disadvantages even still. Like, we're not just like winning. We're like, because we're being dock points, right? Effectively, because we're always favored this year.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. So that means we're covering by more than what the. Okay, I see.
Hey, that might be an interesting.
That being a,
hey, that might be an interesting concept, bro, Doug. Come up with these lines, and then like say we give the Colts 7.5 points to start the game, and then we gotta like catch them and beat them. You know,
That's like what the betting bowling, is. It's like when,
no, he's talking about the game actually.
Yeah, so, like
in actuality, yeah, like, yeah. Give him 7 points.
Like the clock.
Dan Campbell approves.
It's locked out 7-0 on the scoreboard. Colts.
The game hasn't started yet. We haven't picked off yet.
I like this. I mean, the way we're playing, that might be the future of the league, UJ.
I don't know.
Right there, the Lions handicap.
I think Campbell would like that. I think Campbell would probably like that.
The Detroit handicap.
Yeah, we'll spot him. I don't care
what they'll call it.
Doesn't matter.
All right, we got to get roaring here.
Yes, yes. Yeah, okay, roar. Sorry. Yeah. It's time for our world famous predictions. Oh yeah. And then to start it off today, let's go with Rud Dog. What's your predictions for the game? Oh,
no.
Are we
tonight
or the week?
Bob, say it. Say it for me. I'm gonna rewind.
I was gonna.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Now our famous roar of the week part of our predictions segment.
All right.
Rud Dog.
Okay.
You're first up. Who's your roar?
Oh my goodness, you guys are funny. All right. I'm going to do an unprecedented thing here, gentlemen. I'm going to go with a quadruple dip. Jahmyr Gibbs, baby. I think this man, my man's is the ascent continues. Like, if he didn't have David Montgomery, that would have probably been a mega performance last week. But I think he's going to get one this week. I think he's going to go off and get like one of those like super back performances. Like, I mean, what was his totals last year? Like last week, like 120 something yards anyway with the air catch too. I think he's going to get 200 yards all purpose and 3 touchdowns in this game. He's going to put it all together. He's not going to get shoelace tackled from behind this time, and he's going to be a menace. Jahmyr Gibbs is my roar of the week.
All right. All
right.
I like it.
I like it. Bob.
All right. Yes, the Lions are cooking right now. You know, they talk about how they've been playing very consistently. They haven't been playing down to their competition or up. They just play their game. They're not running up the score. They're just good. They score a lot, you know. So I think they're going to keep that up. And I think they're starting to see all this history stuff. You know, you can't help but notice that stuff, right? Even if you're not focused on it. They're breaking all these records and all that. And, you know, Amon-Ra has been cooking. What does he have, 8 games in a row with a touchdown, receiving touchdown? Yep. And I think he's going to continue that. So he had his record, personal record for yards last week. I think he's going to continue what he's doing this week. He's getting another touchdown and close to 100 yards again. No drops. Whatever they target him with, he'll catch them all. 10 for 10, 9 for 9, 11 for 11, whatever it is. So he's going to go off this week. Amon-Ra St. Brown is my roar of the week.
Nice.
All right. And this is tough every week because I could pick like between 10 guys, you know, like easily.
Oh, yeah.
Like everyone on offense, half the people on defense. But I'm going to go Jack Campbell again. I said Jack Campbell last week, but I'm sticking with him because I think he's going to get his first pick. He's going to get his first pick. He needs it, man. Like, he seems to be the quiet assassin out there. Like, the coaches notice him and us hardcore fans notice him, but he sort of does it so quietly. He's awesome, but in a quiet way. It's hard to describe. But, man, is he a force on the field. I think he's going to have just an awesome day with at least 1 sack and 1 interception. So my roar of the week is Jack Campbell.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. How about, hey, Kid J. It's time for Kid Jay to chime in here. Kid Jay, what's your roar of the week?
My roar of the week. I agree with you on UJ. I think it's going to be Jack Campbell. I think he's going to have to stand out because, you know, the Lions don't have many healthy linebackers left, and somebody has to spy Anthony Richardson because, you know, he's a big runner. And it'll be a good training test for when they play Josh Allen in like 2.5 weeks. In 3 weeks after this one. So I think it'll be a good test to see how the Lions will be able to cover Josh Allen, since he's seems like a better version of Anthony Richardson. I think Jack Campbell's gonna have to play a big role in stopping Anthony Richardson, especially on the run, you know, read options and his general scrambles when Lions coverage solidifies things downfield. So I think he's gonna have to play a big role in stopping the Colts offense. So he's my roar of the week.
I like it, KJ. Right. Great analysis there. Awesome.
And then I have Big Z's. I could say Big Z's
okay.
as well.
Let's hear it.
Yeah. Big Z's roar of the week is DJ Reader. He says he won't stuff the stat sheet, but his ability to take on double teams will free up our linebackers to attack the run heavy offense of the Colts. So DJ Reader is Big Z's roar of the week.
I love that one.
All right.
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, we got our roars of the weekend now. And by the way, you listeners out there, if you want to send your roar in, you know, send it in to us. We'd like to see it. But anyway, time for our world famous, renowned throughout the world. The kings and princes all listen to it. And the powers that be around the world are all listening to this right now in bated breath, waiting to hear our predictions. Ooh, yeah. All right. So our predictions for this week.
Who do you go to?
I'm going to go. Let's go Red Dog first.
All right.
Best for first. Eh? No, I'm just kidding. All right. Well, I mean, you know, Colts are a tougher team than the Jags. You know, I think they'll put up a little bit of a fight. But it won't be much. Lions will do Lions things and dominate as usual. I think our offense is going to look a little bit like it did last week. I don't think that's just for the Jags. I think all teams are going to start getting more and more points as the Lions just found their groove. And that's why it's going to be an easy 64-0. The defense is stout and impenetrable as Richardson flounders, getting chased around by our D-line, throwing picks to our secondaries. I think Terrion gets his first interception. And then I'm with you, Jay, pick for Jack Campbell. It's going to be just a trouncing. I mean, it just is what it is. That's what the Lions do now. So that's what we have. 64-0. Detroit Lions win going away.
Wow. So what is that? Your
It's my prediction. Oh. It's my prediction.
All right. Bob, what is your prediction?
All right. Yeah, I like the Lions. They're humming along right now. They're through, like, what are they in the second half or whatever they call it? Probably in the back nine of the season right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
They can clinch a playoff spot soon, I think, right? They're anyway, but that's not important. They're not even working about that. They're just going game by game, and they're cooking right now. They're cooking along, so I think the offense is going to have a big day. They're road warriors. They play good everywhere. So I think it's going to be a big day for Goff again. Both running backs are going to be doing well. Like I said, Amon-Ra is going to have a big game. And I think Laporta coming back, he's going to get back on the scoreboard again himself with a touchdown. Defense is going to be stout. You know, they're going to score. I think they are going to give up a touchdown in this game, but only one. And I think the Lions are going to go away handily and win this one 41-13. Detroit Lions is my prediction.
Oh, man. Boys,
how do they get a touchdown, though?
That's a good prediction.
How do they get it? They score. They go over the goal line with the ball.
Yeah, but like with a running back or do you think Richardson's going to pass for it?
Yeah, they're not going to run it in. They're going to have to pass it in somehow, some way.
Okay.
You have a lot of faith in Richardson. Okay, respect.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know about that, but
all right. I like that prediction a lot. It's very similar to mine, Bob. as you're about to hear.
2 weeks in a row, we're similar.
Yeah, it's very similar.
Almost like your brothers. Like,
really similar. Actually, so my prediction is going to be 42-10, which is pretty close to what you had.
Yeah.
But I see Jonathan Taylor getting, he's not going to get 50 yards in this game. He's their best weapon, but I don't see him getting 50 yards. I see our run defense being stout as ever, forcing the Colts into a lot of passing situations. Again, a lot of picks. There's going to be at least two turnovers in favor of the Lions in this game. And a lot of people are going to score again. I think Gibbs and Monty, it's almost a sure bet these days. Gibbs and Monty. But here's the thing, like with letdowns, a lot of teams can have letdowns in games like this or during the course of a season. Right now, I don't see the Lions having any letdowns. And I'll use an analogy that I use in golfing. Like, and I'm not a good golfer, right? But I remember one day I was golfing. You know how, like, truly great athletes in any, whatever the sport is, you have to be completely in the moment, you know? Like, you can't be thinking ahead or behind. You just got to be focused in the moment. So, like, the analogy I use, because one time I was golfing and I was like, first four holes I parred, I was even like, and then all of a sudden my mind started thinking ahead, you know, like, oh shit, if I keep doing, I'm doing a, my next shot in the woods, you know, like, and I, my game just fell apart because I got out of the moment. Dan Campbell has this team playing in the moment every week. Like, he's not thinking about this. I know they have goals and they want to win the, you know, division, get the bye and all this stuff, but they're in the moment. It's just the game in front of them that counts and nothing else. And I don't see that changing with this team. So I think they continue their dominance like they have been. And again, a big score, 42-10 is my prediction.
Nice. Plus, I think they already had that little letdown a couple weeks ago against Texans. So I think they've tapped. They don't need another one anytime soon yet.
Yeah, I suppose. But that was a good team. So, I mean, they're gonna run into good teams. I mean, they're going to get punched in the mouth and, you know,
sure,
they're going to punch back. So that's the main thing. That's why it'll be so much fun a couple weeks now when we play Buffalo. That's going to be just, man, that's going to be
fun. All right, Kid Jay.
Yeah, Kid Jay. Your turn, buddy.
It's gonna be a really interesting matchup. See how the Colts try to attack the Lions' defense, but trying because their main focus is running, and the Lions have a really good run defense. So I think they're gonna get a touchdown like the first quarter, because I think it's gonna take a minute for the Lions to kind of adjust to Anthony Richardson's speed. So he's gonna have a good rushing first quarter. I think he's gonna have like 40 yards and 40 yards rushing, 40, 50 yards rushing, you know, and the group chat's going to go a little nuts because they can't contain him and people are going to worry a little bit. But I think once like they make some adjustments in at the quarter turn, I think that's like when the Lions will start like turning on a little bit and start as they start to score a little bit more points, they'll put a little more pressure on Anthony Richardson to like do a little bit more than he's capable of. And I think that's going to lead to a turnover or two. And I think the Lions are going to pull away in the second half. But, just overall with the talent of these two teams, you know, you just got to throw out the record book.
When they meet up,
you know. But I do think that the Lions are going to win 35-17.
Nice. All right.
Oh, man.
I had a feeling the record book was going out the window.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. Hey, Kid Jay, did Big Z have a prediction?
He did, yeah. He didn't give much analysis, but he just said his prediction is the Lions are winning 31-17.
KJ, did he say prediction like that?
Yes, he did.
Are you sure about that? You want to try again? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think
he said prediction.
There you go.
Hey, you know, his Big Z's predictions are like his spreads are getting wider now. Like every game, he'd be like, oh, we're going to win 27-24, or we're going to win 21-20. Or we're gonna win like, you know, now he's like 30 something.
That's because he's not throwing out the record books.
He's even gaining confidence now.
Yeah.
So, any last thoughts, you guys, before we bring an end to this wonderful podcast that we've just had here?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm excited. More football. Let's keep it rolling, buddy. Man. Every game is fun.
It's an exciting week.
Yeah.
You got 2 week games.
This team is just so much fun to watch, man. It's just, I look forward to the weekend so much. See this team play. But Lions fans everywhere. I mean, God, I mean, what are you thinking now? I mean, God, Bob, we've been through this for, I mean, I'm 60 and I won't say exactly how long, but I've been rooting for this team for 60 years. And I mean,
yeah,
man, I've never, ever even close to what we're seeing right now. This is amazing.
It's crazy. Yeah. We had that one, like in the '90s, the early '90s, we had a little brief spell, but we've surpassed that now. And we went to an NFC championship then, but now we're going to have multiple division wins in a row and all that, you know, it's
just,
and Super Bowls hopefully here soon. Well, not even hopefully, it's just happening. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm excited. And then you travel, like I was just in California and when you wear an Alliance hat, like on the airport or something, people are like, yeah, Alliance. You're like, everyone's like rooting for us. Like,
I know,
nobody hates them yet, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We'll win a couple of Super Bowls. They'll start hating us. So,
yeah. That's yeah. Right. But right now, everybody's like, oh, yeah, Alliance are awesome. So.
But our ranks swell in the meantime.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, and you know, the amazing thing is we're doing it all with our civilian quarterback.
You know? Yeah. Right. Our civilian quarterback.
You guys hear that?
I did.
That line, some dummy, some guy named Wright. Yeah, that's a not appropriate last name for making comments like that, but it calls Jared Goff a civilian quarterback, whatever the hell that's supposed to mean.
Who knows?
Like,
yeah.
Guy it's like, how to make a name, sound dumb clicks. In two words.
Yeah.
Like,
anyway.
Like, Jared Goff is looking so damn good right now.
Yes. Well, anyway, thanks.
So hot.
For all you listeners who so tune into right us, this is a labor of love for us. We don't make any money doing this, so we appreciate you listening. And I know you guys love the Lions as much as we do.
Drop Patreon.
So thanks for listening. Thanks to our producer, Kid J.
Kid J.
Kid J.
Kid J.
All right, Kid J. He is the best in the business.
Oh, he's the best around.
Yeah.
No one's ever gonna keep
me. And who else do we think? Kid J, you gotta help me out here.
Yeah. You gotta where do you find us? YouTube, Busy. Twitter, all that stuff.
Yeah, Kid J, help us out, man.
On the Twitters.
Gotta, yeah, thank you, Minute Maid Media, for hosting us. And then find us on YouTube at DTBK Lions, Instagram at Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid Pod, and then an email us at drinkingtheblukool-aid@gmail.com.
All right, Kid J.
Well done, Kid J. Woo!
That was awesome.
All right.
Woo! Yeah! Woo!
Kick ass.
All right, nice job.
I need a bobblehead now.
Anything else? Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. And then. Clear your throat, Chase. Last but not least. As always,
go
Lions!
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield, and when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, rock, rock. Go hard, win the game. With honor, you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go!
Go.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.